Early today, Israeli troops moved into the West Bank city of Nablus in search of Palestinian militants. More than 100 armored vehicles took part in the operation. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat called the operation a new massacre and called for United Nations intervention. Joining us from Jerusalem is NPR's Anne Gerrels. Anne, what more can you tell us about this incursion into Nablus?
Well, it seems that the Israeli troops are focusing on the maze of alleyways of the old city there. Officials say militants have continued to operate in Nablus despite several Israeli incursions there in the past months. Troops are now moving through the old city, smashing holes through connecting walls to avoid exposing themselves to gunmen outside. The Israeli army says the operation to root out local terrorist networks, as they put it, is expected to continue for several days.
Is the Israeli incursion into Nablus seen as reprisal for the bombing that killed 7 people at Hebrew University on Wednesday?
Well, that would certainly appear to be the case, although Israeli officials have not explicitly said so. Israeli officials promised a harsh response, and security officials have been widely quoted as saying they believe the bomb used in Wednesday's attack was produced in Nablus. Israeli military commanders on the ground said today they found 2 bomb labs, and they also say that Nablus has become the operations headquarters for Hamas, the militant Muslim group that took responsibility for Wednesday's bombing at Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
And let's step back for a minute. Recently, the Israelis have begun to use a couple of other reprisal techniques to respond to Palestinian bombings, including house demolitions. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you're absolutely right. The Israelis have really begun in force to use demolition of houses of the families of suicide bombers to deter future attacks. This followed a decision Wednesday by the Israeli security cabinet to take punitive measures against relatives of militants. Mm-hmm. This tactic was used during the first intifada, but it hadn't been employed during the past 2 years. Since yesterday, though, troops have blown up 3 houses in the West Bank. And troops usually arrive under cover of darkness. They give the families a short time to remove belongings, and then they blow the houses up. In the Gaza Strip today, Israeli troops blew up another 3 houses. Officials have identified, they say, 30 more houses for demolition. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat condemned the demolitions today and demanded that the UN intervene.
And also in the past few weeks, the Israelis have been deporting some of the relatives of suicide bombers. This is also a new and controversial idea, even inside Israel, I guess.
Well, they actually haven't begun the deportations, and this is a much more sensitive legal issue in Israel than the demolitions. The demolitions are going ahead against family members regardless of their activities. Mm-hmm. The Attorney General has said deportations can only be used against those who are specifically linked to attacks. So far, 2 brothers of suicide bombers are slated for deportation. A special appeals court is hearing the case. An Israeli human rights organization is challenging the deportation order and is also demanding the proceedings held by the appeals court be in open court. The Supreme Court hasn't ruled on that yet, and the hearing continues on Sunday. The Israeli government has said it believes these punitive measures are going to deter suicide bombers because their families are going to pay such a high price. But Palestinians I spoke to today refute this, and even Yoni Figel, a leading Israeli terrorism expert who was once a military governor of the West Bank, warned that these measures, bad as they are, aren't going to blunt the violence.
Thanks very much, Anne.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Gerrels in Jerusalem.